how to install Windows 11 IoT Enterprise LTSC 2024. And now, here is your host, Mason Cabo.
Good evening, guys. Welcome to this next podcast. Now, this one is going to be a rather interesting one in the fact that somebody actually requested. They are thinking about installing or just in case reinstalling Windows 11 on their laptop. So there is a version of Windows 11 here that
it Microsoft doesn't want you to know about.
Microsoft doesn't want you to know about. So I am not alone when I'm doing this podcast episode. So I want to actually introduce, if all is going well with my loop audio, it should work. So he's been with me in a podcast back in 2020 when he introduced the Speech Player and eSpeak integration into eSpeak and G and into NVDA's core in 2020.3, I think that was, right?
Yeah, and times have changed. eSpeak and G really sucks now, but we're not gonna get into that.
Oh. And this is Jake Gross. So Jake has been with me, and he hasn't been with me for a while. So this version of Windows 11, I'm also running it. Jake's running it. Another friend of ours is running it. So this is basically a stripped down version of consumer Windows 11 that doesn't require or have any of the bloatware that ships with Windows 11 to consumer. And what we mean is Feedback Hub and Game Bar, Xbox.
And it's official from Microsoft, so it's not one of these projects like RevOS or Tiny 11 or, you know, any of these other projects that try to make Windows debloated. Since this is official from Microsoft, you shouldn't have nearly as many issues when trying to run certain apps.
Sorry, guys, if you heard that little race car in the background, that was I'm right near a freeway, so this is like my fourth take redoing this intro. I'm not doing it again.
And also a bit of a disclaimer. I have an air conditioner in my apartment that's currently off, so hopefully noise reduction will be able to take care of it when it turns on. So
yes.
Yeah.
So let us begin. So I'm gonna go over to my desktop.
Desktop list Reaper.exe 11 of 15.
What voice is this we're running here, Jake?
This is a new Best Speech add-on that is currently being developed. So this is we're doing two things. We're doing two we're killing two birds with one stone. So, to put a long story short, a friend of ours figured out how to. Okay, let's see. How can I explain this? Best Speech initially has its own audio output system, and a friend of ours figured out how to hook into the application programming interface of that audio system when calling Best Speech. So he basically made a wrapper DLL that makes it easier to use the synthesizer and get audio from it. So it's really responsive, and the older add-ons that existed had squealing issues, so that's why I never publicly released them on my website. But once we get, so this add-on only has rate support, there are a few other things we want to add to it, but once that's done, I will be releasing this on my website. So this is a 30-year-old synthesizer working with a modern operating system, which is kind of crazy to think about. So,
and I am running a snapshot build of NVDA. So this is showcasing what is coming in NVDA 2025.1. But that podcast is coming soon. But let's focus on installing Windows 11 IoT. So I'm gonna go now. I am on my physical host recording this. So doing an installation like this on my physical host is impossible because I'm recording on my host, obviously. So I'm going to use VMware Workstation to demonstrate this.
Something I would like to note that if you are installing this like on a computer that has a previous installation, there's data you want, you really should back that up, because what we're about to do is essentially format the entire drive. And since it's a VM, we're not going to lose anything. But if you're all doing this on a physical machine and you want to try this, I would highly recommend backing up all important files to another location. And
there is no upgrade path, so you would have to clean and install anyway.
Yes.
So you pretty much have no option but to those are motorcycles on my private freeway. They're racing on the freeways. So they're distracting me. IoT, so there is no upgrade path, so there's no choice but to back up your data. So I'm going to go ahead and launch VMware
Workstation Pro 12 and 15.
So there's VMware Workstation Pro. I'm going to press enter on it.
VMware Workstation property page.
Okay, so now I'm actually going to, let's see what I have here.
3 view, level 0, my computer not level 1, Windows 11 x64 not selected, 1 of 3, Windows 11 x64, 2 not Windows 8.x64 not selected, 3 of 3 level 1.
And one more wouldn't hurt. So I'm going to do Control N for a new virtual machine.
New virtual machine wizard dialog. Dialog, welcome to the new virtual machine wizard. What type of configuration do you want? Create a workstation 17.5 or later virtual machine in a few easy steps. Create a virtual machine with advanced options such as a SCSI controller type, virtual disk type, and compatibility with older VMware products. Typical, recommended, radio button checked all, custom, advanced, radio button checked all, plus C.
So you can do typical or advanced. I'm going to choose typical.
Typical, recommended, radio button checked all, plus T.
I'm going to press enter.
Dialog install from, I will install the operating system later. Radio button checked all, plus S.
Now, it's your...
And there goes my air conditioner. My air conditioner just turned on, so hopefully noise reduction should be...
It didn't pick it up at all.
Oh, wow.
So, this is a personal preference. You can choose to
installer disk image file ISO radio button checked all plus M.
You can choose to browse for the ISO right away, or if you want more dynamic choosing of which OS you want to customize how you know it boots up and all, you can go down to this one.
I will install the operating system later. Radio button checked all plus S.
This is basically, when you do install the operating system later, it's just going to boot the disk image, and the experience is essentially going to be on actual hardware to boot it from the image.
Yes. That is correct. Okay, guys, I want to check if I was in mono mode. I would mess up if I wasn't. Okay, so now, if I were to, why am I distorted? If I were to go down now, or if
I will install the operating system later. Radio button checked all plus S.
So I'm gonna choose that option. I'm gonna press enter. No.
Dialog. Guest operating system grouping. Microsoft Windows. Radio button checked all plus W.
So you have several versions here you could choose.
Linux. Radio button checked all plus L. VMware ESX. Radio button checked all plus X. Other. Radio button checked all plus O. Version, NetWare's MS-DOS, FreeBSD, FreeBSD, Free, Solaris 8, Unzip, Solaris, Ecom Station 2.
Whoa.
Ecom Station.
So you can choose other OSs here if you want to choose them.
Desktop.
But I'm going to go to...
Meme, Linux, Rate, Microsoft, Windows, Radio Button, Checked All, Plus W.
Now, I'm going to tab over. So, you already know this is the radio buttons here. You can up and down arrow through, and you could, you know, select which one, Microsoft Windows or Linux or whatever you choose. I'm going to press tab now. I selected Microsoft Windows. I'm going to press tab now.
Version grouping. Version combo box Windows 11 x64 the laptop plus V. Help button. Dial.
So you want to keep that as is. I'm going to press enter. It's a Windows 11 x64.
Unavailable. Dialog. Virtual machine name. Edit alt plus V selected Windows 11 x64. 3. Location. Edit alt.
So the reason I size 3 is I have two more versions. Actually, I'll just call it IoT for this sake.
Selection removed.
IoT.
IoT.
Okay.
Browse. Less back. Location. Edit alt. Virtual machine name. Edit alt plus V selected IoT.
Press enter.
Dialog. This guest OS requires an encrypted trusted platform module to operate. Your files will be encrypted using a password you must set. This password is stored in the system's credential manager. Keep a copy of the password in a safe place. You cannot start this VM without it. Choose encryption type grouping alt plus T.
What'd you say, Jake?
I was gonna say is this brings up an interesting point. The consumer versions of Windows require TPM and secure boot. However, IoT on the other hand does not.
So in that case, IoT doesn't. She's right about that. So I could skip the TPM check by
cancel button next greater less back button.
Let's go back.
Dialog. Virtual machine cancel button. Next greater less back dialog. Browse. Less back button dialog. Guest operating spin up Microsoft Windows radio button checked alt plus W.
Now I'm gonna tap.
Version grouping. Version combo box Windows 11 x64 collapsed alt plus V.
Let's go down one.
Windows 10 x64.
Now we can press enter.
Dialog. Virtual machine name. Edit alt plus V selected EOT.
Press enter again. And you'll notice.
Property page. The virtual machine's hard disk is stored as one or more files on the host computer's physical disk. These files start small and become larger as you add applications, files, and data to your virtual machine. Splitting the disk makes it easier to move the virtual machine to another computer but may reduce performance with very large disks. Maximum disk size, GB, edit alt plus S selected 60.0.
So, the password prompt would come up before this disk size dialog came up. So I essentially bypassed the TPM requirement. You don't need the TPM requirements are not needed for IoT, so you wouldn't need to worry about this, the password thing. Now
yeah,
I'm going
so
to
choosing Windows 10 x64 is fine. You can just boot into the ISO and it will work.
And yep.
Like on even you can install this on like a 10-year-old computer, and as long as it's 64-bit, it should work.
And as long as it's future-proof with drivers.
Yes.
So I'm going to tab over.
Split virtual disk into multiple files. Radio button checked alt plus M.
I always choose the second one down, which is
store virtual disk as a single file. Radio button checked alt plus O.
I would keep that, you know, just if you want to move the virtual machine around. You only have one hard disk to move. You wouldn't have multiple.
Yeah, and it makes it easier to, like, if you want to, because you can use things like 7-zip to open the hard disk image and get files out of it, so this makes it easier for you to do that.
Yep.
Help button, properties, store virtual disk, dialog. The virtual machine will be created with the following settings list.
Now, I'm going to go and customize my VM. I'm going to give it more RAM and more processing power. So I'm gonna
cut less back dialog. The customized hardware type prop memory summary 2 GB 1 of 7.
So I'm gonna give it about 8 MB
slider 60 memory size 2048 MB 67 memory size 4096 MB 74 memory size 8192 MB map list memory summary 8 new processors summary 2 2 of 7 memory. Summary, 8 GB 1 of 7.
So there's memory. I'm gonna press down arrow.
Processors. Summary, 2 2 of 7. Property page, total processor cores, 2 processors grouping, number of processors, combo box collapsed, edit alt plus T selected 2. Number of cores per processor, combo box collapsed, edit alt plus C selected 1.
Put that as 2.
List processors. Summary, R2M7.
Now, I'm going to down arrow one more time.
Help button. Close button. Help property page. New CD/DVD. SATA. Summary. Auto detect 3M7.
So I'm going to tap twice.
The connection grouping. Use physical drive. Radio button checked. Alt plus key.
I'm going to down arrow now.
Use ISO image file. Radio button checked. Alt plus M.
Tab twice.
Use browse. Button Alt plus B. Pressed. Browse for I. Yesterday grouping expanded. 96 hunt last week grouping expanded. On us Windows 11 yet Enterprise LTSC 20.
I pressed E to get to that ISO image I have. I'm going to press enter now.
Hardware dialog connection.
Now I'm going to press tab till I get to close.
Add room close button. New virtual machine.
And then?
Less back button Alt finish button.
Finish. Tap twice to get there.
Pressed on VMware workstation. 3 view. Pane. Property page. OT author. Version. State. Powered off. Snapshot. Configure. 3 view. Win EOT forum for level 1. Windows 8.x64. Not so EOT.
So the IoT one is already selected. I'm going to press Control B as in boy to launch it now.
Pane.
And one other thing is worth noting is there is an evaluation build of LTSC IoT you can get.
Yes.
If you wanted to like try this out for a bit to see if it worked for you, you can install the evaluation version.
Yep.
And if you know this is something you're going to be using for more than 90 days, you can get the full version.
Yes.
And there are ways to get more time in the evaluation version, but those are kind of hard to do.
It's a gray area.
Yeah, so we're not going to get into that.
So, I'm going to press Control Windows Enter now. The CD should be up. We're going to give me a little UEFI thing.
Recognizing for OEX, sign out.
Yep. So, I got
to
read.
So, actually, what we have to do is change the firmware type from UEFI to BIOS in the Beep Virtual Machine
Center. Oh, yeah, I forgot to do that part. Oops. But let's just say, you know, you didn't want to do that. You can do a Control R to restart.
VMware Workstation Dialog, are you sure you want to restart the guest operating system for EOT? Restart button.
So once I hit restart, I'm going to press enter. And I'm going to immediately grab back keyboard input to the VM with Control G and hold down enter. So I'm going to press enter to hit this button. And I'm going to immediately press Control G to grab input and then hold down enter. So it's going to sound like this.
EOT. No black on.
There, done.
No black off.
Now we're ready to press it up to load. Should be up. So I'm going to press Control Windows Enter.
Windows 11 Setup Dialog. Language to install. English. United States. Combo box. Collapsed. Microsoft logo. Image. Bookmark mark equals continuous reading process item and ID 1/.
Now, I'm not going to take you over to the command line side because you can actually format your disks properly through the Windows Setup Experience GUI. And I'll show you how that works in a little bit here. So I'm going to press enter to skip past.
Keyboard or input method.
Skip past that.
Install Windows 11. Radio button. Select it. Select setup. Repair my PC. Link. Previous. Repair my PC. Install Windows 11.
Now, I'm going to press tab.
I agree everything will be deleted including files, apps, and settings checkbox unchecked. Alt plus A.
I'm going to tab one more time.
Link. Previous version of setup.
So the reason I want to go back to the old version of setup, this is a modernized setup that was built for Windows 11. But the reason I want to go back to the older setup is because it's much more accessible with the disk partitioning tool. So I'm going to press enter on previous version of setup.
Tech. Windows setup window. Install Windows pane. Language to install.
I'm going to shift tab to the next button.
Next button.
Press enter.
Install now.
Press enter again.
First you, Windows setup window. Product key pane. Product key editor. Edit.
So I don't have a product key. I don't have a product key. So I'm going to press Alt-I to dismiss this, for I don't have a product key.
If you're installing the evaluation ISO, you will not see this.
Yes. So I'm going to press Alt-I.
I. Select the operating system you want to install list. Enter table. Select the operating system you want to install. 3x3. Windows 11 Enterprise LTSC. Spell 1/spell of spell 3/spell. Select it.
So I'm not going to choose that one. I want the second option down. I'm going to press down arrow.
Windows 11 IoT Enterprise LTSC. Spell 2/spell of spell 3/spell. Select it.
Now I'm going to press enter.
Again, on the evaluation ISO, there's only one image in here, so you will not see the screen either.
Yes. Yes. So I'm going to press enter now.
Exit table. I accept the Microsoft software license terms. If an organization is licensing it.
So I'm going to press spacebar to check.
Space. Checked.
Press enter again.
Upgrade.
Now I'm going to press C for custom.
C. List view control list. Enter table list view control. 1x5. Drive 0 unallocated space total size 60.0 GB free space 60.0 GB type. Spell 1/spell of spell 1/spell. Select it.
So this is where you need to kind of pay attention. If there is more than two or three rows, you want to make sure that you're formatting the right disk.
Yep, and since this is a virtual machine, it's already unallocated space. And if you have multiple drives in your computer, there's actually another way you can format your disks. If you press Shift+F10 to open command prompt, type disk part to open the disk partition utility, and then list disk will list your disks, and select the one with that it has your Windows install on it, and then just stressing again, make sure everything that you need is backed up beforehand, as the next command you do is clean, and that will clean the disk. It basically delete all the partitions. And then you exit out of that, and then by typing exit, and then type exit again to exit out of the command prompt, and then that disk will show as unallocated, and then you can just press enter in this screen, and then it will start the installation.
Yep. Now I'm going to press enter to start the copying process.
Windows Setup Progress Window, Exit Table, Windows Setup Window, Copying Windows Files, 0%. Getting files ready for installation, 0%.
Oh, another thing too is you might want to disconnect your, make sure you don't connect to Wi-Fi when you get to OB. So I'm going to disconnect my network adapter. Hold on, Jake.
Disconnect.
Okay, continue. Sorry.
Getting files ready for installation,
28%. On machines that don't have, where the Wi-Fi driver wasn't included, so I then had to go into Device Manager and install my Wi-Fi driver, and then it was working. And
yep,
so I didn't have to worry about disconnecting the machine from the internet initially.
Yeah.
And something else that's important.
Getting files ready for installation.
I would recommend
65%.
Backing up your drivers before installing, because there's a command you can do backup your drivers from an existing Windows installation. So,
yeah.
And it's like using DISM. But like, there are lots of things that, like, I'm glossing over a lot of detail, but the point is, like, kind of have to know what you're doing when you're doing this kind of Windows
installation. Getting files ready for installation, 93%. Getting files ready for installation, 93%.
It's at 93% done.
Installing features. Installing updates. Finish pane. Restart.
So I press enter and restart now. Now it's going to reboot.
Neblack off.
And if you are installing this on older hardware, it is possible that you may have drivers. That drivers will be included for certain things, but that's not a guarantee.
Yep.
Because I got a new computer recently, and I installed this, and I am glad I dumped all the drivers using the DISM command, because in my other devices section of device manager, I had 6 things, and it probably would have taken me hours to hunt down all the drivers I needed, so I'm glad I backed those up beforehand.
Yep.
My air conditioner just turned off.
Yeah, you got louder too.
Okay, yeah, that's probably why.
Neblack off.
So now it's rebooting again, and we should get to OOB here in a minute. All right, I don't know if you heard that, Jake.
Yeah, I did.
So we are now we're now in OB. So now I'm going to launch Narrator with a control Windows Enter.
Narrator dialog, skip for now, button, Alt plus S, new natural voices are available.
So we don't need to worry about that, I'm going to press Enter and skip.
Microsoft account window, Windows setup.
Tab once.
Country or region selection list, required, United States, 1 of 249, selected.
So the good thing about IoT is, during this stage already, you would have to do another command to bypass the connecting to setting up a local account.
That's a consumer.
That's only a consumer, yes. So to do that, you would do a Shift F10. To get to the command prompt, and if you're not focused on it, you would have to Alt-Tab to the administrator CMD window, and then you would type in OOBE / bypass NRO. So you can do that, and then when you hit enter, it's going to reboot your system, and then once OOB comes back up again, then you'll be able to set up a local account. But I don't need to do that, so I'm going to press enter.
Heading level 4, Windows setup pane, keyboard selection list, required.
Skip it, I'm going to press enter to skip this.
Skip adding a second.
Press enter again.
Skip heading level 4, Windows setup pane, network connection flow window.
Now I'm going to press tab.
Install driver, button.
Press tab again.
I don't have internet, button.
That's the one you want. I'm going to press enter.
Heading level 4, Microsoft account window. Who's going to use this device? Pane. Enter your name. Edit.
So I'm going to type for this demonstration VMware.
M-E-E.
Press enter.
And enter a password.
Enter again. Skip the password prompt.
Heading level 4. Windows setup pane, choose privacy settings for your device pane, next, tab through all privacy settings to continue, button.
I'm going to tab.
Access, volume,
tab again.
Microsoft, location group.
Turn off, I usually uncheck all the boxes, but it would be your personal preference. But for me, I'm going to uncheck all these boxes.
Space, unchecked, find my device, space, unchecked. Diagnostic space, unchecked. Inking space, unchecked. Tailor space, unchecked. Advertising space, unchecked.
There were
the number of ads used. Learn more.
There were a total of 6 checkboxes that you would have had to uncheck. So I'm going to press enter now.
Accept.
Actually, I'm going to press tab to get to the accept button and press enter. And here's what you'll get.
Heading level 4, Windows setup pane. Getting your PC ready. This might take a few minutes. Don't turn off your PC.
Now it's installing Windows 11 IoT. It'll be...
Or configuring it.
Configuring it, yes.
And there, like, Mason and I, we do a lot of other configuration after installing Windows to, like, get make sure Windows Update doesn't grab drivers automatically, but we're not going to get into that because that's very system-specific.
This might take a few minutes.
So...
Don't turn off your PC.
As I said previously, we're glossing over a lot, but you should at least get the basic idea of how to do this install.
Yes.
And if you want to try this, you can always use a virtual machine like what we're doing before deploying it to actual hardware.
Yep. So I think...
Getting your PC ready.
Oh, we're not...
This might take a few minutes. Don't turn off your PC. Start window, search box, edit, search for apps, settings, and documents.
And that completes the installation and setup of Windows 11 IoT Enterprise LTSC 2024. If you guys...
Go ahead. I was going to say, as you know, setup, if you want... Do you want to demonstrate installing the store for people who might want that?
Yes. So So when we say, does it come with bloatware? IoT does not. The store is not even included.
Yeah, but, so if you're like... If you're like me, don't use the store, the rest of this podcast is irrelevant. So
you can
stop listening at this point if you want.
So. Yes. So I'm going to go ahead and connect my
context power off and power MC network connect C EOT VMware workstation.
Now, for those of you who do want the store, I'm going to go to the command. Go to the run dialog.
Run dialog.
Do you want to make sure you actually have an internet connection first?
Collapsed. I did.
Alt plus O. Type the name of a
No, you didn't. You connected it, but you want to make sure in the taskbar, like the after the VM,
Oops.
Taskbar, volume, speed, clock 3, network, internet access.
Button. Yep. Oh, you do. Okay.
So good. I'm going to go to run dialog.
Run dialog.
Type in CMD.
D.
And do a control shift enter to load it up as admin.
Text area, editing, C:\Windows\System32, Microsoft Windows.
Now we're in. Now, I'm going to do the following command. This is a really easy one to remember. WS reset, all one word, space, slash, I, as in install. So I'm going to do that.
WSRESET space C:\Windows\System32 as reset slash I
enter
C:\
Now we might get a notification, we might not.
And if all goes well, the store should be installed.
Yes.
Without all the apps. Like, it won't have all the apps that Consumer does, though. So this is a cleaner experience of the store, in my opinion.
Yes. So some of these things you have to go check the notification area for. Sometimes the notification is unreliable.
Yeah, what I was going to say is, like, unlike Windows 11 Home, this has the group policy editor, so if you ever want to change how your computer does certain things, like disabling the lock screen or configuring how Windows Update gets things, You could configure all that using the gpedit utility. And there's a lot of things you can configure, so but we're not going to get into that. So
let's see if it actually worked. I'm going to press Windows N to go to the notifications.
N. Window 3 notifications present. Clear all notification settings button. Notifications from Microsoft Store. Group. Collapsed. 1 of 2 level 1.
Let's go down 1.
Microsoft Store just got installed. Click here to
open. So, we did not get a notification that came up. Sometimes you will, sometimes you won't.
Text.
But. Let's go.
Start window. T-E. Microsoft Store. App. Microsoft Store window. Custom.
Boom!
Search.
It is installed and ready to go use. All right, guys, this concludes the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you guys have any contact information, if you guys want to contact me, I'm starting to get tired. My email address is Mason, Mayson. Sorry. Damn. God. I am so tired. It's Mayson, MaysonCabo4 at gmail.com. So MaysonCabo4 at gmail.com. I'll be uploading this to my audio page on audio.com, and I will also post a direct link for those of you who want to listen to it or want to download it on Mastodon as well. So I'll figure out how to do that. I'll figure out how to get the direct link to the audio file. But thanks for listening, guys. See you guys. So, either...
And
yes, Jake?
What I was going to say is we'll also post a link to this to where you can get this ISO as well.
Yes. So, I always say see you guys in the next podcast, but I kind of have a... So, the next podcast that are coming up in line... is the biggest one is that I want to get over with. I might prioritize it, Jake. What's new and coming in NVDA 2025.1? Now, I want to give a little disclaimer before I do that podcast. I will give the disclaimer again when I start the podcast, but there is a feature in NVDA 2025.1 where you can adjust the other volume of other applications. However, there is a global problem there. If I did do the demo as planned, my mic volume along with NVDA's volume and the music volume would all go down. There is no workaround for this because it's all going through Wasabi and it's all globally being adjusted. So other applications, meaning in NVDA's terms, all of everything, every globally.
And that would be in the recording, because we're recording this through Wasabi. So in the recording, everything would go down, basically.
But I will demonstrate that. I will bring it down to like at least 60 so that you guys can still hear me. But I will be doing a little demo of that. But just expect that to happen. I'm already giving that disclaimer out there. But other than that, the next podcast after this, I will be talking about Accessifrost. Not more on that to come in a little bit. I'm not gonna spoil a little bit there, but that's why I wanted to do the little best speech, the little demo there, because We're going to be using excessive rots. For those of you guys who have owned a Braille Note Classic, M-Power, or an Apex who were PK, who were very loyal humor fans who love to play text adventure games. So that'll be...
Speaking of Braille Note Classic, I should be getting one in these next couple days. I'm pretty excited, and I can't really think about everything because I have to take a test for a class later this week. And man, this is gonna be hard because I'm getting this device, and I'm gonna have to like make sure to like study for this test. I mean, I think I'll do good though. I like the class and the content, so
yeah,
I think I'll do good.
All right, guys. I think I might have Jake join me actually in the next two podcasts too, so you might see him around. But see you guys in the next two episodes.
Unsaved project Reaper V7.33.